Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, teach me how to pray. Just begin to ask. Teach me how to pray.
Welcome once again to another time of Extreme Prayer Live, live internet prayer call-in program, right here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Scott, and I'm your prayer host here at Extreme Prayer Live. And it's Sunday evening, July 3rd, 2016, and so if you would like live prayer this evening, you can feel free to give us a call tonight at this telephone number. It's telephone number 347-237-5303. Let me give that prayer line once again. That's 347-237-5303. That's the number to give us a call if you'd like live prayer this evening. And our telephone lines are open right now as we speak. And before we get started with our prayer program tonight, why don't we just open up with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just stand in awe of your goodness and your glory. We thank you so much, God, for giving us this gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, frees us from the bondage of sin and separation, Lord, from you. And gives us hope and life and eternity with you, Father. I just praise you and thank you for your goodness and glory. Just pray that your presence would be on our program this evening, God. Touch each and every one of our listeners' hearts, wherever they may be at tonight, God. We just pray this all in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Again, saints, you're listening to Extreme Prayer Live, live internet prayer call and program, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, my name is Scott, your prayer host here at Extreme Prayer Live. If you would like live prayer this evening, just pick up the phone and call 347-237-5303. That's 347-237-5303. You can also reach us via Skype connection if you live overseas. Just go to our show page on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure on the top of the page that it does say Live Prayer Sunday, July 3rd, 2016. As long as it does say that on the top of the page, look right in the middle there towards the top. You see a little blue S Skype icon. You click on that Skype icon, and that'll take you to a little pop-up box. And you can click on that pop-up box and find us via Skype. Connect to us that way. Otherwise, again, our telephone line is 347-237-5303, and you can call us right now. In the meantime, we have some written prayer requests that have come in on the prayer chains, and we'll be taking some of those prayer requests here this evening. Okay, let's see. First prayer request is for Brenda. Says having surgery on Tuesday. Lord, we just pray for a successful surgery for Brenda, Lord, that you would just guide and direct the entire medical team that's going to be involved in the surgery, Lord, and that your divine swift healing and recovery take place in Brenda's life. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Still praying tonight, saints, for little Jessica, a teenage girl from a family here in the area who was diagnosed with cancer. We remember we have been praying for her on several of our programs here. We've been advised that she has, they have moved her to a hospice, at-home hospice. So we're just praying for that entire, for Jessica and her entire family. Lord, we just lift up to you right now this situation. We just pray that you just touch Jessica's body, God. Nothing is too difficult for you. Healing and restoration. And Lord, we just pray that just remove this cancer from her body, God. Pray that she would not be suffering anymore. Pray for you that you comfort her family as well in their time as they spend with their daughter. And we've also been advised there's quite a bit of medical expenses involved, so we just pray, Lord, that you would take care of those needs as well. And most importantly, Lord, we pray for your light to shine in this situation with this family. God, you are the God of miracles, and we pray for a miracle for little Jessica, Lord, and her family right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Again, saints, our prayer lines are open. If you'd like live prayer this evening, just call 347-237-5303. That's 347-237-5303. That's our prayer line. Prayer request here for Ben. Since Ben's in his early 30s, he's been in the hospital with pneumonia and was on a ventilator. From my understanding, from what it says here, that he's only about 50 pounds. That's right, 50 pounds. It says he has to be on a feeding tube. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your living Son, we command healing to enter Ben's body, God, that you remove this pneumonia, that you would heal his lungs so he may be able to breathe 100% clearly. We pray that his weight would come up, God, that he would be healthy, that he would have appetite, God, that his body wouldn't reject anything, God, that we just pray for a supernatural touch for this young man, Ben. God, we pray a breakthrough right now in this hospital room where he is at. Touch him right now, I pray, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's keep Ben in our prayers, saints, as we're praying for his recovery. Prayer lines again are open right now. 347-237-5303 is that prayer line. You can pick up the phone and give us a call for prayer tonight. We're taking live prayer requests. That's our name, Extreme Prayer Live. My name is Scott, your prayer host here at Extreme Prayer Live. I'd be happy to take your prayer needs this evening if you'd like to call in. Again, that's 347-237-5303. If you don't already know, we do have a website that you can post a written prayer request to any time of the day or night, and that website is www.extremeprayerlive.com, and you can find a link to our prayer website here, right here on Blog Talk Radio, in our description on our show page. Just scroll down in the description section, and you'll see a link, a hyperlink to our website. Again, that's www.extremeprayerlive.com, and we can take your written prayer requests throughout the week and be happy to do so. In fact, we'll just go right over to our online prayer room at extremeprolive.com. Got some prayer requests here we'll be praying for. I'm lifting up before the Lord tonight. First prayer request is for Uncle Anthony. Says he's very sick, not doing well. Says he's sick with hepatitis from drinking too much, and they moved him from the hospital to the hospice. So, Lord, family is praying for Uncle Anthony, and we just come in agreement with those prayers that you'd heal and touch his body right now. I just pray that you remove any spirit of alcoholism that may be operating in his life, any fears or rejections, any bitterness, any hopelessness, any contrary spirits, Lord, we just break those off, command them to leave and go to the pit of hell right now in Jesus' name in Uncle Anthony's life, and we declare that he be set free from any and all bondage right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And right now we're praying also for Karen. Prayer requests here for Maurice to be delivered in the spirit of fear and commitment and abandonment, and for salvation, Lord. So we just pray for this relationship. We pray, Lord, that you would bring Maurice to you, Father, that you would show him your way, your truth, and your life. Come against any spirit of fear and the spirit of commitment and fear of commitment, any spirit of abandonment, that you would join his heart with your heart, Father. Restore that relationship with him to you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Again, praying for Charlene and restoration of her marriage. God, we just, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you do a supernatural intervention, God, between Charlene and her husband, Lord. I believe her husband's name is James. So bring Charlene and James again, once together, together again, as one, as husband and wife. Nothing is impossible, even after a divorce decree from a judge doesn't mean it's finished in your eyes, because with you, Lord, all things are possible. So I pray for restoration in this marriage right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praying for Mary Catherine. She had some depression and some other things going on in her life, vision situation, and lost loved one recently. So, Lord, we just pray for total healing and restoration for Mary Catherine as well. In Jesus' name. God, saints, you are listening to Extreme Prayer Live, the live internet prayer call-in program. My name is Scott, your prayer host here at Extreme Prayer Live. If you have any prayer needs tonight, I just encourage you to give us a quick call. Prayer is free. It doesn't cost anything. Just pick up the phone and dial 347-237-5303. That's 347-237-5303. And go back over to extremeprayerlive.com and some of our prayer requests here. Aisha has prayed for just restoration for a situation with her and her children, that that would be restored and that family would not be separated by the Child Protective Services. Lord, we just pray for a miracle for Aisha and her children, God, that you would not separate them, but you allow them to be one family. Bless that situation in Jesus' name. Praying for marriage reconciliation for Tammy and her husband and that need, as well as Evelyn Cesar's marriage too. Just bring total healing and restoration to all marriages tonight. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. And again, saints, you are listening to Extreme Prayer Live. If you would like a live prayer tonight, just feel free to pick up the phone and call. 347-237-5303 is the telephone number. Again, 347-237-5303. You can also reach us via Skype connection. Make sure at the top of the page here on Blog Talk Radio that says Live Prayer, Sunday, July 3rd, 2016. As long as it says that on top of the page, look for the Skype icon just below that in the center, top center of the page. Click on that blue Skype icon and you'll see a little pop-up box come up. And in that pop-up box, we'll give you instructions how you can reach us via Skype. Just make sure you have a Skype account as well as microphone, headphones, and speakers connected to your computer or your laptop or your mobile device. Be happy to take your purdings. That way, you can call in on Skype if you live overseas and don't have access to a telephone. Otherwise, again, thanks. Our phone lines are 347-237-5303. If you haven't already heard, Stream Pearl Live does have a Facebook page. That's right. You can find a link to our Facebook page here in the description section of our Blog Talk Radio show page. Scroll down towards the bottom of the description section. You'll see a link for our Facebook page. You just click on that link. That takes you right over to our prayer page on Facebook. Click on like. On our prayer page, once you click on like, you can then post your written prayer request to our Facebook page. You can take your prayer request that way. Again, Facebook's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can be able to take your written prayer request that way. Speaking of Facebook, we do have some prayer requests that have come in on Facebook recently. Pray for some of those. Again, Saints, our prayer lines are open. Just want to remind you. For live prayer tonight, just pick up the phone and call 347-237-5303. That's 347-237-5303. Okay, speaking of Facebook, why don't we just go right over to Facebook and pray for some of our prayer needs again while the prayer lines are open. Let's see, Heidi has posted prayer requests again this week for a babysitting job, also restoration of a relationship. So Lord, we just lift up Heidi and her needs to you, God, that you would provide a babysitting job for her, that would provide income and just the right time, place, and hours that would fit her schedule and her kids' needs, and that you would restore that relationship, Lord, in her heart, God, with this other person, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Pray for Greta tonight. She has some unspoken prayers. So, Lord, you know what those needs are. And so we just pray, Lord, that you just move mightily in Greta's life, God. And you bring healing and restoration her way as well. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Saints, let me just give you that telephone number once again for live prayer tonight. Prayer lines are still open, even as we speak. Telephone number again, the call is 347-237-5303. 347-237-5303 is the prayer line for live prayer tonight. Sunday evening, July 3rd, 2016, the eve before July 4th, which is the holiday here in the United States for all our overseas listeners. In America, we celebrate July 4th as Independence Day. So today we are supposed to honor and thank the Lord for our independence and for those who have gone before and who have given us the ultimate sacrifice of laying down their lives for our freedoms in our nation and around the world. So we take this time and just pause and remember those who have gone before us and have fought for our freedoms. And we thank those and their families. And we support them and bless them. In Jesus' name, including my family, who has lost a loved one in past wars, and has given that ultimate sacrifice. And think of them tonight and this weekend as well. Prayer request here for Sherry. Let's see. I think we have a couple needs here. Provision for the vision and to hear better. So, Lord, we just lift up Sherry's needs in her prayer request right now, that you would provide any areas of need that she has, and what her calling is, and her vision, as she has stated, for herself, her family. God, call that in to fruition, as well as the ability to hear you better, to hear your Holy Spirit more clearly, and to understand you more deeply, that you would just have a more intimate, better relationship with you, Father. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we have a prayer request here from Evanette. Prayer request for God to move mighty way in your church service, and many would be saved, and that praying for a a job interview and promotion on a job. Looks like coming up this week, as well as God to work in their finances and bills, so as you can remain faithful to giving tithes and offerings, and desire to be burdened, desire to be delivered from the burden of debt that was made while she's unsaved. So, Lord, we lift up to you Evanette's prayer requests and desires, Lord, that you would just move mightily in her life, God, in her husband's life. Just sounds like you're just bringing them into good places right now. And Lord, we just pray that you would just, God, get this family out of debt, that these circumstances would be transformed, these debt circumstances would be transformed, and that you would bring this family out of debt, God, that you would work a miracle this situation. We pray for a favor on this job interview that Evanette has coming up, God, and that powers that be that will be as part of this interview and the decision making process would just look highly favorably on Evanette and her in her workplace. So we just bless that in Jesus' name. Let's see, next prayer request for Marsha. It says, please pray to the Lord to deal with her being separated from her husband. And they have two teenage boys. So, Lord, we lift up to you Marsha's prayer request here tonight for reconciliation with her husband. Lord, just bring that together, God, in perfect harmony as you design marriage. And so, Lord, we just ask for a complete a healing process as well as a reconciliation process. And that you would just bring this family together. And there'd be no hatred or confusion or disunity, but we just pray for closeness, intimacy, and love to come between them once again. In Jesus' name. And amen. Let's go to the telephone lines right now and see if we have a prayer request coming in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I was calling in and I was desiring prayer. I feel like it's God's got something. He was just tugging on me to call tonight. And I need to hear a word. I'm in some situations, and I'm just looking for, I don't know, just whatever. It's something powerful tonight.
Okay, Great. Any specific prayer needs?
Well, breakthrough with provision, and okay. you know, really breakthrough with provision. You know, there's a lot of seeds that I've put in the ground for many, many years, and I just feel something powerful tonight. I'm just ready to receive whatever God has to say.
Amen. Okay, we'll be glad to pray for you. What's your first name, please?
Anthony.
Okay, great, Anthony. We'll just go to the Lord in prayer and just release all that God has for you, okay?
Yes.
Amen. Okay, Heavenly Father, we just come before you now on behalf of your son, Anthony, Lord. We just praise you, God, for bringing him up, God, into places and new realms of opportunities, Lord, that's in your plan. So, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that right now that you just visit him in the spirit realm, that you show him the things and desires of your spirit right now. Father, I just pray that your hand of provision would be upon his life, Lord, in terms of the financial resources, the creative abilities, the ways to bring in income, God. We just pray that you'd bring fruit from the seeds that have been planted, God, that you would raise up a harvest, Lord, in his life. And I just pray for just a sense of newness, God, my brother, Lord, that there would be just a newness, a freshness of your impartation into his spirit, Lord, and that you would bring forth miracles in his life. And I just sense that in my spirit, I just sense seeing his feet walking on new ground in new places, Lord. And so, Lord, I just pray, Lord, for the spirit of freshness to be upon him, of these new opportunities, new ideas, new ways, new cultures, just not the old wineskin anymore, Lord. We just pray that the new wineskin would be operating in his life. So I just pray for just a spirit of joy and happiness to be upon him, to fill his life with joy, his steps, a spring in his steps, God, where there's been tiredness or heaviness, God. We just release, we lift that off right now in the name of Jesus, that he would be able to once again be able to smile and laugh and enjoy life and not be worried about the bills or anything else, Lord, that weighs us down, God, but that he would just lighten his load. Your word says your yoke is light, and you'll take our heavy burdens off, Lord, and you will trade yokes with us. So I just pray that for my brother Anthony, that you would move in his life powerfully and mightily, and we just pray and agree in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Anthony. God has great plans for you. And just continue to walk closely with him and listen to him with your spiritual ears for his guidance and direction.
Lord.
And I know God will just do incredible things in your life.
Yes,
okay?
Lord. I receive it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you, Anthony. We'll keep you in our prayers. I will say goodnight tonight. Our time's running out, but we'll keep you in prayer. And if you have any prayer needs, just give us a call. Okay?
Bye.
All right. Good night, brother. Sorry to let you go. Our time's running out here, saints. Just want to thank you for listening again to Extreme Pearl Live. Join us again the next time. We'll be on the air. Check our episode page out. Find out when we'll be on the air, or join us on Facebook. You can find us out that way. Until then, have a great, wonderful night. Good night, and God bless.